This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Ollie Gallant and Si Alexander on FUBAR Radio.
Ollie and Simon here, you're listening to FUBAR Radio. Every week we take a look back at the last week on planet Earth. See what's been going on in the world. See what you've been up to. And the best way to do that is through Twitter news. What has been trending worldwide? That's on the way with Sebastian in just a sec.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously had the four-day weekend last week,
of
which some economists have said if we had that every single week, we would be more productive. We would generate more money.
I could have sworn there was some sort of trial of that, like, years ago. I don't know if they've got that wrong. Seb might be able to tell us later, but I could have sworn he said that they tried that.
If it was, like, way back in the 80s. And like,
would people still get annual leave in the same way?
Yeah. I don't know, I'm saying yes.
Oh, yeah, they would. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And extra long Christmases. But, you know, like, everyone was high in the 80s, weren't they? I think now we're all vegans, we're all healthier.
Right.
We'd be better.
Fine.
We'd be better for it. So I decided over the weekend to have a party at the house.
Yeah.
I'm not a big one really to hold parties. I like to go to parties. And I will travel the length and breadth of the country if someone invites me. I'm quite good like that. I'll always make the effort if it's someone.
Why don't you like them yourself?
I think it's something that's rooted from a child. For some reason, it's a fear of people not turning up or not.
Did you have a seventh birthday party that no one came to?
There was a kid called Josh Bird that I went to primary school with, and his, like you, his birthday. I think this is where it's rooted. Like you, his birthday was on Christmas Day, although yours is Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And so his parents go, "Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, mate, you greedy little kid, you greedy little shit."
Why is he greedy?
Wow. Oh, can't have your birthday on Christmas. Oh, everyone, oh, I don't want the same present. Just have your birthday.
Right.
They go, "Tell you what, you can pick another birthday in the year."
Fine, okay. When did he pick it?
"Oh, yeah, I'll pick the 26th of June.
Oh, your birthday. Hang on, this is why you're bitter, because he had more people turn up to his. Is this why?
There was always a big, you know, he'd have a big birthday party, and people would be split about where to go. And I think this is where...
Wow, so more people went to his than yours.
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's he doing now? Is he at a big radio station and, you know,
raking it in? No, he works at Bicester Village.
Is that good?
I don't know. Retail. Anyway.
So we had people turn up to this one, so you're fine.
Too many.
You need to get...
It started off as barbecue.
Yeah.
I checked the WhatsApp group later in the week. I said to my neighbour, I said, "I think it's a party."
What was a barbecue has turned out into a huge party. Sorry.
So we had this big bonfire at the party. It got so out of hand that as we were all standing outside and sort of heating ourselves on it, and there was these flashlights that came across the field. Someone had dialed 999 because the fire was so big.
Really? But what, someone at the house had dialed 999?
No, someone in the village 6 miles away.
Okay, so it wasn't like it got out of hand and you had to call the...
No, that'd be so embarrassing. It was just like... I've lit my bonfire.
I did a bonfire, right? But I accidentally did it on the house.
So I did a bonfire, but I did it a bit big. But the most embarrassing thing was that all the girls... So the only reason I knew the fire brigade would come, they didn't come through the main entrance. They came, like, across the field.
Mm.
And someone just goes, "Here's strippers." There's just a guy walking up in his fireman's outfit. Suddenly all the girls just started running towards them. Like, as if it was like an involuntary movement. They didn't...
Well, like the Lynx advert.
Some of my female
friends
are smart, intelligent, rational girls.
Yeah.
But it was almost like that didn't come into play until they were already... throwing themselves at the...
That is excellent.
And my next-door neighbour, Anna, got a number of one of the firemen. And I said to her, "Look, if this ever goes anywhere, you're going to meet him. He's going to be called Gary.
And he's not going to be wearing a fireman's uniform."
No, he's not. He's not going to be wearing that. He's going to be wearing a shitty England shirt from 1996. He's going to be called Gary. He's going to have three kids.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Do you know what I mean? She's like, "Oh, shut up." And I'm like, "No." And they're all there, like... Because they're all pissed.
Yeah.
The fireman was genuinely just like, "Is everything under control?" And rather than say, "Yes, absolutely," they went, "I just don't know anymore."
Oh, for like, God, just, no.
And then, like,
no,
they were
that's
all,
not
they're,
cool.
No, they're all pissed. Like, "Are you going to get your hose out?"
No, they weren't.
Honestly.
Are you joking?
It's so embarrassing.
No, it's not cool, is it?
Anyway, you had a very middle-class weekend.
There was just cheese boards. But well, there should have been cheese board. A mate of mine was asked to bring that, and he misread it and saw crisps and dip. So after a very civilised 3-course meal, we went to have some crisps.
Well, where are we starting? What was the starter?
It was scallops.
Right, so you went from scallops all the way to a multi-packer.
Scallops to a multi-packer. We drank so much by the end, we were sort of pleased with the multi-packer crisps. At the start, we were taking the mick because he hadn't brought any camembert, but then by the end, we were just like, pass us the Walkers and the cheese and chive co-op's own dip.
But he'd done well if you had to source fresh scallops. Or
what, do you mean price-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he has done well, but we got more of the mick taken out of him, but we'd drunken so much by that end of the evening that his went down probably the best. It's probably, you know... It's like, if you go last on Come Dine With Me, you're more likely to win because everyone will be pissed out their skulls.
And how well did you feel on the Saturday morning?
Right. It was a four-dayer, wasn't it? I mean, I didn't really care too much about feeling dreadful, but we stayed up and made a bonfire too and stuff. And
I woke up on my lounge floor.
Yeah? Covered in a quilt?
Because I'm quite a good drinker. Mm. So I never get that sort of blackout, waking up in the middle of nowhere sort of thing.
No one gets blackout. Do you know what really annoys me after parties? When people say, oh, did I do anything embarrassing last night? As if like, what, you don't... No, I don't remember anything. You're lying. That's just a lie, isn't it? Because you're not... It's like when people go, oh, apparently, right, I got with that guy. Don't remember. You do remember. You're just saying that. That's just a lie. So.
Well, that's the thing about people who have... we were talking about this earlier, actually, weren't we? The idea of whether you slept with someone or not at a party. Like, I mean, I'm not an expert, but for a girl to go, I don't know if we...
Won't it? If you're saying you don't know whether... You did have sex when you were drunk, then we need to call the police, because if you don't remember, then it's got very serious.
So now I can
summarise that if they are jokingly going, oh, I don't remember, then they definitely do remember and they're just saying that. Or but we like, need to call the police. It's one of the... Either say you did it and you admit it, or we go to the police. It's one or the other. Simple
as
that.
On paper, it's such a grievous act. Mm. It's like you had a penis inserted in you.
I think I would remember that.
Like, I'd remember that.
Yeah, I would
morning.
Remember that.
No matter how blind I was.
Absolutely. No matter how blind. Plus, do you ever... I don't know whether...
If one of my mates from last has gone marrow...
I'd remember
I'd
it.
Know.
You'd
the
know.
Next morning.
But I don't know. I don't know whether it's everyone, but I always get that case when, even when you are so drunk, you don't know what to do with yourself. It's like there's two yous. There's the you that you can tell is just the room is spinning and you don't know what you're doing. There's the voice behind you going, Simon, come on, like you are out of control.
I must admit, there have been times where that voice has been very faint in my life.
Got you? Yeah. Okay, yeah, it doesn't shock me.
Right, anyway, more importantly, what's trending worldwide? What have you been talking about this week? We'll get into Twitter news and Seb... Our newsreader, think of Seb like Better Call Saul. Yes, he is qualified as a newsreader, but is he keeping things legal? He's on the way next.
Sky, 'cause
Simon here with you, and every week we take a look back at the last 7 days on planet Earth. Always the easiest way to gauge what's been going on. And not, it's hard to say whether it's the most important things that have been happening in the world, but it's at least what people are talking about is on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter news. Seb's here. The top trending topics in the world over the last 7 days are...
I can tell you they're not the most important things going on in the world.
Of course they're not. I think every week we've done this so far, One Direction have made an appearance, haven't they?
They don't make an appearance.
Thank God for that.
On this occasion. First one, hashtag leaders debate.
Ooh.
Of course. Did you watch it?
I've only seen highlights. I've seen clips. I haven't seen the whole thing.
I only saw extracts of it, of Nigel Farage... getting reasonably hot under the collar. I saw a few small bits.
Yeah, I did watch all of it, but basically Nigel Farage doesn't like people with HIV, I think is what we've extracted.
That's a fair enough assumption.
I think doesn't like people with HIV coming over here and getting treatment for it.
Right, okay.
Come over
that
here.
That makes more sense.
Taking our HIV medicine that we could be giving to our own HIV sufferers.
Clegg made a very good point about immigration, where, you know, Farage saying, you know, his big thing was like, we can't do anything about it, you know, he's going mad, and he's like making this big point, and then Clegg just turns around and goes, but your wife is German.
Yeah.
Like, for someone that their sole thing is, and it's not just his wife's German, she works for him, she's running his...
That's similar to when, do you remember when Katie Hopkins, when she first like went big virally for her ITV This Morning comments about names, where she was like, I wouldn't let my kid play with a name like, I don't know,
Kevin.
Crystal, because she'll probably be on benefits and not be well edged, like ridiculous statements.
Yeah.
And she was like, and I hate people whose names are countries. It's just disgusting. Like, who would do it? Her daughter is called India. I mean, how fucking stupid you have to be. Unbelievable.
Nigel Farage coming out with these very controversial comments about HIV people, and by all the polls, he won. So, I don't know what that says. Anyway.
He's proud to be British.
Moving on to hashtag April Fools, of course.
Oh, I got done. Good, I did.
This was brilliant.
Go on.
Me and Ollie were together at the time, and not like that, we're just hanging out.
Off each other.
My girlfriend texted me, it was quite early, just going, oh my God, you've blocked the shower. And I was going, what? I was texting her because we were doing stuff in the studio at the time, so I couldn't call her. So she was like, yeah, now I know that there is a little tiny part of our shower that often clogs up, the, like a bit of plastic that comes off the shower and plugs the hole sometimes. Yeah, yeah. So she was like, yeah, that's got in. And like
Do you get a lot of hair in? Do you get a lot of hair?
Oh, I imagine Simon's is very hairy.
When I lived with a girl, there was always a lot of hair
a lot of Haley's hair, none of my hair. But it just got clogged, and she was like, oh, it's gone all over the bathroom floor, it's leaked down into downstairs. She was like, I'm going to be late for work, I'm clearing it up. I was going mad, and I was texting her back going, I haven't done it on purpose, I'm really sorry. Like, I was just trying to soothe the situation. And 20 texts later, she said, April Fool's, fucker. Which is very sweet of her.
If you think that's bad,
love you too.
How do you think Hayley underscore McBay, as she's known on Twitter, felt when she texted her boyfriend a message on WhatsApp on April Fool's Day saying, I don't want to be with you anymore. I'm not happy. It was an April Fool. He texts back, thank God you said it first.
Wow, that is devastating.
Talk about backfiring. I should actually explain that both of them were joking. For the guy to think, she must be joking, it's April Fool's, you know, I will reply as well, confidently knowing that, hoping that she'd know it was
an
April
Fool's.
But
have you seen these couples on YouTube? There are a few couples on YouTube that have like their own YouTube channel, and their whole lives exist around playing pranks on each other. Yeah. But like, how exhausting. Just constantly
sleeping
being...
Sleeping with one eye open, it'd just be a nightmare.
Just constantly being on edge.
Fortunately, I don't have that problem. Moving on.
Swings and roundabouts being single.
I know. Hashtag Heatwave UK, which has been trending. This is because of the heatwave we enjoyed, apparently you enjoyed anyway, over Easter.
Yeah,
I didn't get really hot weather.
Monday, it was 21 degrees when I was in the car on Monday.
I got up really early in the morning. I went cycling with a friend of mine, Danny. We went up to a really nice scenic spot and had a coffee.
Yeah.
And then I went out in the afternoon on a... I borrowed a old school Harley Davidson off a friend.
As you do. Mm. I often borrow Harley Davidsons.
I borrow a new school one, though.
It's an old military style bike that you could drop off the back of it. The idea is you could drop off the back of helicopters and parachute them into...
I borrow a free school one, so...
And the thing is about this being quite an old bike is that, you know, it needs kickstarting, you know, it needs a hell of a...
Oh, yeah, no, gun, tell gun, me about
gun,
it.
Gun, 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 gun.
Yeah.
Sorry, do that again?
So, gun, 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 gun,
right.
Gun, gun, gun.
Okay.
So we spent an hour trying to start this thing, and it was hot, obviously, so we got a real sweat on, and he was pushing me down the drive, I was trying to bump start it, it took us ages getting going. And eventually...
Well, so you had to be moving for it to start?
Yeah, so sometimes it's easier on a motorbike to put it in second gear, push it down a hill, put your weight on it, drop the clutch and bump start it, right?
Okay.
Because
that's very impractical, isn't it? I can't imagine. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Unless you're Steve McQueen, I think he does in The Great Escape.
So it was worth it, though. So once we got going, we were cruising along country lanes and this thing, we went out to like a Cotswold pub. And I can't think of anything more joyous in life on like a summer's day. Mm. Wind in your face, open road. Like, I
but
just
should have a helmet on.
Love it. I think it's brilliant.
Well, anyway.
But of course, this is the thing. So, every single pub we got to, we had this massive facade of trying to kickstart it again, bump start it all day. People watching this went on. Got back to the house later on. I mean, this has happened about 20 times throughout the day where it stopped and we've had to bump start it. And we put it back in the garage. And I went to honk the horn at him honk the horn.
Yeah, we know what that means.
And as I pressed the horn, it just went, g-g-g-g-vroom.
So what you thought was the horn...
was the electric start.
Oh, electric start? It must be brand, new.
Yeah, I thought it was a 70s bike. It was, made in the 90s. and people have been looking around all day and they're going, what's that? 70s, mate.
70s, I've got a bump start. You're an idiot. This is a simple button.
Yeah, well... moving on, finally, talking about confusing the age of things. Hashtag now then, which I've slightly adopted. It could just be hashtag Savile.
Is this genuinely trending, is it?
Yeah, this is news that impressionist Alistair McGowan is to appear in a play in London where he's going to be portraying Jimmy Savile.
Really? What's the play?
What's the play? It's about all of Jimmy Savile's charitable actions over his life and all the good he did and the many people he helped.
It's called He's Behind You.
Well, no, is it like a satirical comedy?
That's the panto.
Is it like a satirical comedy or is it like a straight piece, or do we know like what sort of thing it is?
No, it's going to be depicting the scandalous activities.
Oh my God,
that
feels very. I know it was years ago, but because it's only just come out in the press, that's going to feel very.
Well, this
raw,
is it. This
isn't it? It's going to be raw.
This is the debate. You know, is it too soon?
Well, it's like, you know, a couple of films recently. Was it Flight 895 or something? The one in America where the passengers overthrew the... On 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They overflew and they released the film. Yeah. And that just didn't do that well because I think people just thought,
oh, a bit soon.
Also, what was the one with Ewan McGregor with the big wave? What was that? The tsunami one.
Tsunami?
You know, the Thai tsunami in, 2004? Yeah. They released a film last year about it.
Yeah.
And again, I think people were like, well, they haven't even rebuilt their homes and you're cashing in on them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine them turning up on the film set. They've all got post-traumatic stress.
It's an easy gig for the location scout.
Yeah, I know, but that's it. They've all
Isn't
got
it?
They're all there, post-traumatic stress. Like, every time they hear a fucking wave, like, you know, wave crashes on the beach, they're all like, oh, fucking hell. And then they turn up and go, look, right, so what we're going to do, pay you 100 quid, and we're just going to wash a shitload more water through your house.
this is a play opening later this year. Alistair McGowan performing as Jimmy Savile. I know they are currently appealing for some of the youngsters. Bit slow on the update for that one. Don't know why they're struggling to attract them.
I would not want to be the casting director for that.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Ollie and Simon here. We've also got our friend Seb. I was saying earlier, Seb, you're like, when you weren't in the studio, that you're like the Sol.
Better Call Sol.
Better Call Sol. Do you know who that is at Breaking Bad?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, you know, what he is to the legal system.
Right.
You are to newsreaders. Like, yes, you are technically qualified.
Yeah.
But you're like a renegade.
I think that's quite a compliment, actually. Yeah. I quite like that.
You've gone rogue, haven't you?
Yeah, I quite like that, actually.
Rogue.
It makes me seem a lot cooler than I am.
A couple of weeks ago in the newspaper, do you remember that story about the couple that got married in that Morrison's because that's where they met?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, it's so romantic. It's like, no, he's just a cheap fuck.
It's a good cop out, though.
Hold on, I know where I can get a cheap food buffet.
I've seen a few of those. There's a couple that got married in Costco down an aisle because that's where they first met, so they were all like there. And it's also one of the only stores where you can get the most random combinations of things right next to each other. Like, I've been in there before where there was like orange cordial next to a little mini statue of baby Jesus. I mean, only in Costco where you get those two.
Yeah, but it's great because they could have the ceremony and the reception in the same place.
Exactly, yeah. And it wouldn't look out of sorts in Costco.
No.
A lot of people are turning to online dating now, and there are kind of two parties. There are the parties that are taking it seriously and they're going on things like BeMySoulmate.com.
Right. Is that a thing? Is it?
Or there are people that are going the other way onto things like Tinder. Now, starting with online dating, I found a great article the other day about people that, like, the horror stories of meeting online, like going for that first date.
There must be quite
because
a few.
Because I think there is some, and I'm not, because we've got friends that met online, Hannah and James.
Mm-hmm.
And they are solid.
They're lovely, yeah.
Like, they're going to get married and spend their lives together, right?
It's great.
They live together now. So I'm all for it. But I do think there is a lot to be said for meeting someone face-to-face for the first time, because I do think you can tell a lot.
Right.
Without someone even saying anything. But
so you're just judging the book by its
cover. I was
going to
say, that is judging by appearances, isn't it?
It's not. It's about the crazy eyes.
Right.
Again, I feel like you're going by the cover here.
You can tell a pair of crazy eyes a mile off.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It can be a really beautiful girl.
Depict for me a crazy eye.
Well, you can't. That's the thing. That's the thing, Simon. People have either got them or they haven't.
It's just intuition that you're able to tell. What are the signs?
It's almost like having a thyroid problem. You know, when the eyes start to pop a bit. You can tell crazy eyes a mile off.
When they're a bit bulbous.
Yeah. They've just got that look where they don't blink a lot. It's the lack of blinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Lack of blinking.
Yeah, it's the lack of blinking, trust me.
So if you want to come on to Ollie, just make sure you blink a lot and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So we found these are genuine stories of people that met online, and this may well put you off online dating for ages, and I know we were trying to get Seb online last week. I don't think this is going to help.
Okay.
But this is Kia. She went on a well-known dating website, okay? And she's written a little review of how the date went.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to...
Yeah, can't wait, yeah. Can't wait.
Okay. Here's her report. This is like on Amazon at the reviews afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went for a drink with a guy I'd been chatting with online. He seemed pretty normal. Good job, intelligent, funny. His first question on sitting down, and we had our first drink, was whether I was up for anal.
Wow. Wowza. Then... Straight in there. How do you slip that into conversation?
Ice broken. Everywhere.
Is it a panic? Is it a panic of just going, hi, okay, yeah, could you? Yeah, and then just silence and, do you like anal? Or do you literally go, sorry, would you like a drink? Do you like anal? Sorry, what? You just slip it in after a second question.
What?
Do you know where the toilets are? Do you like anal? Sorry, what did you just say?
But what, you know, for some girls on a date, that you know, they get to the point where they're so serious about things in a relationship, they will sit down and straight away go, look, I want children and I want to get married.
No.
People online dating are doing that now.
Okay.
It's probably why they're single.
They're laying their cards
on the table.
You know, maybe it's somebody in their late 30s and they're saying, look, I don't want to mess around. I only want to meet someone that is genuinely up for long-term commitment.
Yeah. You're making it sound like they're picking up someone from the supermarket.
Right, no, but what I'm saying is...
Excuse me, mate, I'm looking for a 30-inch LED screen.
No, but at least then, do you know what I mean? You're cutting the wheat from the chaff. You're only meeting someone that is genuinely committed. Maybe this guy, anal is that important to him. It's as important as having children. Or in his case, definitely not having children. Okay, so She like, I'll carry on. With
oh
this
God, one. It gets worse. Good.
She goes, naturally, I bypassed and watched him drink his body weights in shots before he started crying about his ex-girlfriend and then threw up down my left shoulder when I was trying to walk him home.
Oh, God.
She walked him home? That's generous.
Wait,
jeez.
This was around 18 months ago. He still messages me from time to time with a, hey, or my favourite was, I miss you.
Oh, my God.
God, that is freaky.
This is what we're dealing with. My neighbour is on Tinder, okay? Mm-hmm. And for anybody that doesn't know what Tinder is, it's kind of a non-serious dating app to locate people in your vicinity, mm-hmm. essentially to flirt or fornicate with. I think that's a fair...
pretty much.
...review of it. But she did meet a nice guy.
Right, okay.
And I quite liked actually flicking through the pictures.
Yeah, so you flick like left for... no,
I think
and
it's
right
left
for yes,
for no
so.
And right for yes.
And then if you also flick right on that same person, so both, that's a match. That's what's
yeah, and
a match.
Then you're allowed to talk.
You're allowed to talk
you're
to
allowed
each
to
other.
Talk
you're allowed their
other.
Number.
Now, the idea is you post five pictures, and the key, I've worked out, the key to this is you want five pictures with heavily filtered of you doing lots of different things.
Right.
Okay. Generally surrounded by people that are less good looking than you.
Okay.
That is the key to a great Tinder profile. Now, I've looked
don't
through a
take
lot
a selfie
of,
in here then, sir.
I've looked through a lot of guys' profiles, right? So she meets this one guy and he seems really, really actually quite nice. I'd looked at his photos, he'd done exactly that. There were photos of him travelling, of him looking smart, mm-hmm. of him, you know, doing all these adventurous activities. He seemed quite well rounded, well travelled. Mm-hmm. And they've been chatting a lot in the Messenger app for a few weeks. He'd even invited her to Sheffield, okay, for a date and a meet.
Yeah.
And so that this has been going on. I mean, talking, you know, about life and what they want to do and, like, you know, quite sort of far down the line. She felt quite safe with this one. I'm quite excited about seeing him. And it gets to a Sunday morning, okay, and she just, a little message pops up and she's excited. She gets that little bubble in her stomach, yeah. You know, when the message pops up, it's him. I'm excited about this. And she reads the message, and he said, what are you doing?
Oh, no. I can smell where this is going.
So she just takes back saying, I'm just lying in bed. And he said, oh, I'm just about to jump in the shower as well.
Right. Okay.
So at this point, she's come round, she's white as a ghost, and I'm reading back through the messages, right, chronologically.
What, she's letting you look?
Yeah, 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 right. Chronologically, I'm reading back through it. She sat down having a sugary cup of tea. And then a few minutes later, she doesn't reply. And he said, I'm having a shower. .. Do you want to join?
Ooh, hello. Oh, hello. This is flirty, isn't it? That is.
Okay. Which at this point, I think to myself, well, maybe, you know, it's a bit...
jokey, bit of
jokey,
fun.
Jokey, bit sexual. Next thing, there's a video.
Oh, God.
So I start playing this video. And all it is...
do you?
Is
really?
A,
what did you think it was going to be on the video?
Well, of course, aren't you intrigued? Everyone would watch the video, right?
I think you'd have to
everyone
press
would watch
play,
the video.
You?
You're going to have to press play.
Yeah.
I'll tell you though, it's at which point you switched off that says a lot about your character.
Right.
So all there is a well-framed running shower. Right, no one in the...
well-framed.
Like, no...
good lighting.
Straight
you know,
away. You're
no
saying,
shadow.
Straight away you're saying this guy's not a novice.
He's got a lovely shower.
He's not a novice at this. Mm. So there's a well-framed running shower, okay?
Okay.
And then the next thing is that he walks into shot with a...
so the camera's propped up again. He's not holding it.
No. It's just
mounted.
Okay.
He's got someone filming him.
He walks in from the side,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, stage left.
So he comes in from stage left with a semi-inflated penis. He's completely naked.
So he's naked.
He's completely naked.
Jeez.
But what is... and at this point, I'm still holding out hope. I'm saying to Anna, oh, well, you know...
he could be a lovely guy.
You know,
he's got a really big personality.
He's got a really nice body, and he could like, maybe get away with a helicopter here and everything's fine. And...
that would be great.
And
God,
then
yeah.
What happens next is that he turns as if someone's, as in someone said hello and he's acknowledged and he looks
at the...
at
the camera. Down the camera.
What's like the start of a Bond movie?
Oh, hello.
And he starts to masturbate, right? But the weirdest thing is that he's looking into the camera. And
you're
the only way
it.
That I'm still watching this. And the only way I can explain his face was, you know when you're eating a piece of meat and you get some gristle?
Oh, God.
Why did you use the word meat?
Oh,
okay,
God.
So you've kind of got this kind of like, yeah, quite, you're wincing a little bit.
Right.
And he's holding eye contact. And I was so, like,
caught up in his eyes?
I was so excited. I was compelled to carry
aroused.
On because it was
how long
so
was the video?
Weird. It must have been a few minutes long.
Really?
And the finale was
No, don't go for the finale, please.
Was the finale what, the finale?
The grand finale was him onto the phone.
No!
And that was the end of the video.
Well, he managed to press stop with his...
The best thing is, right? So, the best thing is, bear in mind...
Wait, you watched the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. Because it was... Oh. I was absolutely... I couldn't believe...
Looking for
I
tips.
Yeah. And also, I'd never seen another man... It was like an unusual thing.
Okay.
So, this was sent on the... This was sent on the Sunday morning, right? We're now reviewing this on the Monday evening, okay?
Right,
so the best thing is, so that video goes, no response from Anna, right? Obviously,
yeah.
No response. So he knows, you know.
That right. is not what I was looking for so, here. Yeah.
Next message from him.
Yeah.
Next day, 5 o'clock in the evening. What are you up to?
Guess what I'm doing? Oh, my God.
Good day.
No.
I really need a girl like
loving in that La Vita, living it up when I'm going down.
Ollie and Simon here. This is FUBAR Radio. We took a look back at the last week on planet Earth over the last 7 days, and we're just having a chat about online dating and the pitfalls of online dating. We had poor old, what was her name? Kia, who'd met a guy, and the first question was whether she was into anal or not, which we felt was quite forward.
It's a little bit forward, yeah, a tad forward.
Which was quite forward on the first date. And then we spoke about my neighbour who was on Tinder, thought she'd met the one until he masturbated in a video to her. Now, I'm fascinated by the psychology of this because I've got a friend who...
Got a lot of friends that are doing these things.
You have?
Yeah. It happened to a friend.
I would say that...
Do you go to the doctor and say, my friend's got a rash, how can I help him get rid of it?
I would say that of all the girls in my friendship group that are also connected to this guy, does that make sense, that we're in a similar... Mm-hmm. Circle.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I would say 85% of them have been sent a picture of his penis.
Seriously?
Yeah. Right.
So do you know him?
Yeah, yeah. I know him really well. He's one of my friends.
Right.
Well, like,
why is he sending out pictures of his penis?
Well, this is the thing, right? So we all talk about this, like, with my friends. Like, he's not a really close friend of mine, but he's sort of in the group. And I had this conversation with my friends. We're trying to analyse it. We're saying, God, why does he do that? And one of my friends said, it's really, really simple, because what happened was, when he was about 15, he tried it, right?
Yeah.
He sent a picture out. Text message comes back. He goes, show me yours, I'll show you mine. So he sends a picture. Picture message comes back of a girl with her breasts out. 100% hit rate.
So he thinks...
It's like gambling. Get a big win early on, you can't stop.
Oh, God.
Do you see what I mean?
You think that he's like...
So I think
he's addicted to the idea.
He's totally addicted to the idea, because there was just that fluke moment when he was 15 that it happened.
That is unbelievable.
He's been sending them out left, right and centre.
Just like feelers.
Yeah, because he's like, well, it works, so no one's going to be offended by
that. The more I send out, the more I throw at the wall, one will stick.
It's just a matter of odds, and this is the same thing...
Not to your mates, though. It's weird.
It's basic statistics. It's good sales, isn't it? It's like the guy on Tinder. Yes... He's probably sent that shower video to 100 girls. But one of those... It's like the anal guy on the first date. Yeah. He goes on 100 dates, offends 100 women, but then one turns around and goes, I love it.
I love it. Thank God you said it before I did. I know we've only been here 3 minutes, but thank goodness you've mentioned it.
Second question.
It was the elephant in the room.
Marry me.
Ollie and Si on FUBAR Radio.
Spread the word. Radio. Ollie and Simon here with you. Seb's always also here, I should say. Always here. Well, you are always here. Our newsreader.
Great start.
Thank you.
I was saying to my my parents the other day, ask, it's a relatively new show for us, sort of 3 weeks in now, and they said, I'm going to tune in.
We're
having Sunday lunch.
Don't necessarily have to tune in.
We're having Sunday lunch the other day. Edith, who's like one of our family friends there.
And you can tell by the name, she's going to be in her 80s or 90s.
She's in her 90s now. And she said, oh, your mother said you've got a new radio show. I'll have to tune in. I was like,
I wouldn't do like, that, Edith.
I don't want to be the one that killed Edith off.
Oh dear.
Anyway, we
if you're listening, Edith. Good
evening. This is backed by popular demand, this quiz, after we did it last week.
I loved it. Well, Seb doesn't, because he lost.
So basically the idea of this quiz, let me pop a little bit of quiz music on. The idea of this quiz is that I play you an instructional clip from YouTube, and you have to work out what they're teaching you.
Yeah, okay? last week we were just talking about how there is nothing you can't YouTube to find out how to do.
You can learn everything.
It's all come
via
to all
YouTube.
Of our aids at some point. So this is why we've designed this quiz. And I won last week, 3-1, so I'm hoping to keep that going.
Yeah, so here's a... I'll just give you a little teaser. So last week, okay, this was one of them, right? This was just one of the...
This can be the most intimidating part of the whole process. The second technique is called pounding. Continue to pound around the outside. Once we've made roughly two passes on each side, we're going to go ahead and go through the center just one time.
Okay, and that was, of course...
Pizza making.
Okay.
Wasn't it, Seb? Do you remember what I got it right?
It was,
and
yeah.
And Simon got a point for that. So we've got four new clips this week. There's a bell in front of you, and all you need to do... is smack the bell if you think you know what it is. It's first person to hit the bell will get the answer. If they get it incorrect, the other person can give one answer, and then it's over. You'd lose the point if you don't get it in the first
How many
round.
Clips have we got?
We've got four clips today, starting with clip number one. Oh, and I was thinking about this. We didn't come up with a name for
it. No, we didn't. What?
I thought, because it's YouTube, I thought, what about Yoohoo?
Yoohoo! Okay, yeah. Let's do
keep
okay.
thinking. Yes. Keep thinking.
Okay, here we go then. Clip number one. What are they trying to teach you?
Hold it from the bottom so you don't get sticky fingers. Nobody likes a sticky mess. As you can see, I broke the tip, and now I'm just going to start peeling this layer back.
Now, what is she... Okay, Simon.
Oh.
What? Don't hit it unless you know what the answer is.
Okay, I'm going to go for the best way of peeling a banana.
Is correct.
Sure, again, it was blowjob.
Very well done.
You think everyone's blowjob?
Yeah, they all sound like a blowjob.
Are you ready?
She sounded like the most nauseating. She sounded like if Barbie came to life.
If that was someone giving you a blowjob.
Hold it from the bottom so you don't
just
get...
No, just go home. Clip number two.
Hold it from the bottom.
Hold it from the
just
bottom.
Just shut up! Shut your voice!
Drive me mad.
Clip number...
Hold it from the bottom so you don't
stop
get sticky
it.
Fingers. Right. Nobody likes
get out.
Okay.
Okay, clip number two.
Now, choosing length is a very difficult step. It's a very important step. Make sure you have a good grip and don't let it
okay,
go.
Simon.
I'm going to go for how to tie a tie.
That, unbelievably, is correct.
Now, choosing length is a very difficult step. It's a very important step. Make sure you have a good grip and don't let go. Now we're going to take the fat end and cross it over
I'm
the
sorry.
Skinny.
I'm sorry. You've rigged this, haven't you?
No, I can't. I'm not.
Have you seen this?
No, I genuinely haven't.
How did you get that right?
I won't have seen that exact video. I can't remember what they were like, but that is one that I've done.
What, you've YouTubed how to tie a tie?
No. How to tie a bow tie. Because that is the harder one that not many people know how to do.
Okay, Seb.
So as soon as you said grip and length, I thought it's got to be tie.
You're going to need 100% hit rate here to come through for a draw. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Clip number three.
Can't wait already.
What are they trying to teach you?
Keep a straight back and spread your feet shoulder width apart. Stand close to the object. Bend your knees and grab the object where you have good handholds. Use your abdominal muscles.
Simon.
This is just how to pick up a box. How to pick something up. How to... Is this really specific object? How to pick up...
Is it like weightlifting? You know, lifting a weight.
How to pick up a dumbbell. How to lift... A medicine ball. How to...
Just in general...
Lifting. Is it lifting?
Lifting.
What? Lifting heavy objects.
Yes!
Oh, Sebastian!
Well,
2-1.
You did actually, ironically, all the heavy lifting.
Yeah. Okay, here we go then. Seb, you need this for a draw, otherwise, Simon, you get the win. The final clip...
If we do get a draw, can you source a fifth quickly?
Oh,
we're
my
all
God.
Searching on YouTube for things, but what are they trying to teach you here?
A few things to watch for. You don't want your lips to sort of purse out too much. Certainly shouldn't be clamped together too tightly. Think about just anchoring the sides, bringing the lips together really naturally, and just blowing the air past it.
Simon.
Playing the trumpet?
Is incorrect. Ooh. Sebastian, you get a shot here.
Is that it? Can you replay it?
Oh. A few things to watch for. You don't want your lips to sort of purse out too much. Certainly shouldn't be clamped together too tightly. Think about just anchoring the sides, bringing the lips together really naturally, and just blowing the air past it.
I'm doing the action, but I can't think what I'd be doing.
I can see that.
Is it whistling?
No, that's
Ooh,
incorrect.
Good one.
Okay. I will give you both one more guess each, or we'll go to a tiebreaker.
That is really
is
hard.
Is it playing a musical instrument of some description?
I will tell you it's a musical
okay.
instrument.
Oboe, clarinet, saxophone.
No, you have one guess each.
French horn.
Trombone.
Incorrect. Right, we'll go on to one final clip then. That was, in fact, the didgeridoo.
Oh,
of course it
okay.
was. Okay, then.
If he had an Australian accent, I might have gone for that.
Final clip here. But what are they trying to teach you?
Okay. Take a little piece of sandpaper and rub the surface a couple of times, maybe 5 or 6 times. Rub, rub, rub. You don't have to do that. I generally don't bother, but some people like to do it because it gets it started quicker.
Well, no idea what that is.
Your bell's broken.
Sanding something.
Yeah. What are they trying to teach
what,
you?
What, I've got to name the specific object that he's sanding?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
I think that's quite fair.
Oh, well, this is the... you got to have found better ones than this.
I think producer Andy's named the clip wrong.
Wait a minute, so it should have been sand...
That's not what I'm looking at on here. What the fuck is that?
Right, play it again. Play it again.
It's not what it says violin on it.
That is nothing. Play it again.
Take a little piece of sandpaper no. and rub the surface a couple of times, maybe 5 or 6 times. Rub, rub, rub. You don't have to do that. I generally don't bother, but some people like to do it because it gets it started
Andy,
quicker.
You're fired.
That has nothing to do with violins.
Fired.
What? Is that making, building a violin?
Oh, God, I have no idea. Right, Simon, at the end of that...
Have you got any more? Have you got any
that,
good ones
no, I think
left?
I exhausted all possibilities
Jesus.
There. At the end of that, Simon, 2 points. Seb, I believe you Woo! Had 1 point,
yes,
which makes
yes,
Simon the
I
winner.
Did.
Congratulations.
Thanks, mate.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is another round of You
Yoo-hoo!
Thank God.
Ollie and Si on FUBAR Radio.
Tell me that you want me, and I'll be yours completely, for better or for worse. I know we'll have our disagreements, be fighting for no reason. I wouldn't change it for the world. 'Cause I knew the first day that I met you, I was never gonna let you slip away. And I still remember feeling nervous, trying to find the words to get you here today. You make my heart feel like it's summer. I know you are the one.
together, making one.
Fubar Radio, Ollie and Simon here, and of course, Sebastian, our newsreader, is here. It's Hello. Like having an attorney.
Mm.
He's there just in case.
Nothing else.
That's
just in
how
case.
We treat Sebastian. In fact, he's at my side at all times. When I'm
your sort of.
If I'm out late at night and need to make a decision, he's always there to go, is that the best decision, Oliver? Every week we take a look back at the last 7 days, what's been going on. And without a shadow of a doubt, it's rare that a week goes by without Russia or Putin coming into play.
Doing
There's
something.
There's always something, isn't there? This week, it was to do with, anybody know what was going on in Russia, one of the big news stories?
Something corrupt, no doubt.
Seb, what...
No, go on, remind me.
It was about a Russian nuclear submarine. Did anybody...
Oh, wait a minute, didn't you... Yeah, you told me about this. Off the coast of Scotland.
No, that was a few weeks ago. Like
sorry.
I say,
often...
And a plot in a James Bond movie. Yeah.
A Russian nuclear submarine caught fire in an Arctic naval shipyard. Massive, massive fire. And bear in mind, this is a nuclear submarine, right? Mm. What is brilliant about this story is then when media outlets spoke to a spokesman for the shipyard, bear in mind there is clouds billowing like hundreds of miles out of this. Oh, yeah? No?
What? They denied it?
Of course they denied it.
Are you joking?
No.
They denied it?
Of course they denied it.
You stink of smoke, mate.
It's like when you're a kid and you come home. You've been smoking? No.
When you've got chocolate all around your face. Have you had the last piece? No.
Harry had a barbecue, a bit smoky. It's all fine. No. But there's plumes of smoke behind him. But what? No.
Cloud.
But I can see that.
Thick, low cloud.
No idea what you're talking about. Can you just say.
That is mad. I don't. Oh, just. How uncomfortable does that make you feel? Also, one of the big headlines this week. It looks like an amusing headline. It's not. Skin cancer rise is being blamed on package holiday boom.
It's weird because usually when the word cancer appears in a headline, you do think it's going to be funny, don't you? But, I mean, this is one of those rare... Usually, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you see cancer in a headline and think, oh, this should be good.
This is going to be cold.
I can't wait to read this one. But on this occasion, it's weird because actually it's like a bad headline.
Well, I don't know because it sounds like it can't be true. Like, package holiday boom is blamed for this skin cancer rise.
Yeah, well, basically the whole idea is that... a lot of wealthy people back in the 70s when money started to become a bit more freer and people started to go on these cheap holidays to places like Spain, we didn't really know how to deal with really hot temperatures and a lot of sun.
Mm.
So people didn't protect themselves enough. And I think the number of elderly people suffering from skin cancer over the past 40 years has gone up some like 10 times.
Really?
Do you not remember that time when we had to do an outside broadcast from a hospital?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we literally will do anything for money.
Yeah. I've read the graffiti.
We had to interview...
Read your Tinder.
One of the surgeons there whose job it was to remove these, you know, I guess like...
Moles.
Yeah, like moles and
skin
things like that.
Abnormalities.
And it was absolutely terrifying. He's saying people that, you know, go on holiday, you know, get burnt. He was saying how dangerous it was being burnt. And it genuinely put the fear of God into me until I forgot about it 3 days later. But for three days, I didn't go out in the sun. And there was an old guy that I used to work with called Sam G. And I worked on the river with him. He used to have an old chain ferry in Stratford-upon-Avon.
I've met him before.
And forwards. And he was a real character. Like, when he took people on tour, he'd have the tannoy. And what he meant to do is be like, and that's where Shakespeare was born. And that's the Royal Shakespeare Theatre that was built in 1912. He used to do tours and be like, and that's where I lost my virginity. But he got to that age where he'd stopped giving a fuck.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? We were talking about this the other day. You know, you, when you get to that stage in life, we just go... I'm done now.
Yeah.
Like, just shit yourself. Let the nurse get on with it. Do you know what I mean? You lose all. Yeah. And I was with him in the pub.
Did his trade take a bit of a nosedive?
Talking about skin cancer, I'm leading on to this. I was in the pub with him a couple of years ago, and we're having a pint, talking about his time he eloped on a ship and fell in love with a man. It was really weird. And I said, Sam, what's that on your face? He goes, oh, nothing, just a bit of skin cancer. I was like, so what? He goes, oh, it's just a bit of skin cancer.
Wow.
I was like, Sam, I'm so sorry. He's like, oh, no, I'll die way before it kills me. And so...
Jeez.
He had this skin cancer, but the doctor was just like, oh, that won't finish you off. You'll die. How weird is that?
And he was just happy with that. Well, not happy, but he was just content to just carry on.
Oh, I got another pint in.
So he's not having any...
No.
Treatment?
No.
Goodness. That takes some... bottle.
Well, no, literally it doesn't. It was so like it just wasn't going to affect him at all. He was likely to die before. I know it's pretty morbid, but
it's unbelievable. Isn't that weird? Could you ever adopt that? How old was he? 60?
No. He was like late 70s.
Oh right, okay.
He was sort of getting on a little bit. Anyway, so as Baz Luhrmann says, wear sunscreen.
Yeah. Radio.
This is FUBAR Radio. Ollie and Simon here with you. One guaranteed way to stress out an entire family is to have a wedding. My sister's getting married this year.
That's coming up quick, isn't it?
Yeah. All off to Greece in September.
So, are you excited?
No, not really. No, obviously.
She'll kill you, say that.
Obviously, I'm really excited about the actual wedding.
Yeah.
It's just so much faff, isn't there? Like, could have had it down the road. Do you know what I mean? I could have taken Saturday afternoon off, but I've got to go on holiday with a complete stranger now, haven't I? I've got to go with one of her friends because it was a couples only hotel. Do you know what I mean? It's just everything about it is. And then everyone's just tetchy all the time about everything because they think that I don't.
How many people are going?
I don't know. There's a plane full of us. Right. To the point where the other day, over Sunday lunch, my mum said, and this obviously at the moment, like, for example, my auntie's now thinking about backing out because, like, I think where she works, like Sky TV's on the reception.
Okay.
And she's seen so much of the German Wings saga that she's just like, nah, I don't
know. Really?
Yeah, like, it's stressing everyone out.
Making everyone a bit rational.
And then my mum said the other day, she said, well, I don't think it's a great idea that we're all going on the same flight. I mean, the royal family don't fly together.
I love that so much.
That's what we're dealing
as if you're the royal family.
As in, like,
what? I mean, no offence, but you're nothing special.
And I did want to say, I didn't want to go, well, technically, I am the only one that can carry on the family name, so maybe
true.
Why don't we all club together and I'll fly first class on a different flight?
Well, I'll get a private jet while you guys go on Ryanair.
And loads of people experience this if they've got, like family members going through weddings at the moment. Like, it is quite strange. And like, everyone's quite tetchy.
Yeah.
Like, the other day, I mean, I admittedly, like, I probably fuel because, like, I'm quite relaxed about the whole thing.
Is your sister a bit like Monica from Friends about
She's pretty good, actually. She's really, really organised and they're doing really, really well. But, like, I think, so the other day I said, she said, oh, I've got a, you know, she was like, can you give me your address, please? I said, why do you need my address? She said, oh, I've got to send you the wedding invite. I'm booked on the flight.
You're the best man.
I'm the best. I'm booked. I've paid a fortune. I'm booked on the flight. I couldn't be more coming.
Yeah.
I couldn't. What more can I?
You know she's going to keep pestering you to RSVP now, though.
And she knows I'm not going to RSVP. Because I'm so.
So she's not going to put you a place on the wedding? You're just like, well, you didn't technically say you were coming.
Because when I get to the door.
You'll be sat on the step in the hotel lobby, just like.
There'll be a Greek bouncer. Sorry, your name?
Is that on account? I'm the best man.
Sorry, not on
doesn't
the
say you're
not on the, not
your
on
sister
the list.
Stood there, like, looking smug. Doing that click thing.
Family, eh?
Ollie Gallant and Si Alexander on FUBAR Radio.
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? This tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sort of hold.
got the goods. Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you, I don't know if you feel the same as I do. But we could be together if you wanted to.
Si here, joined by Seb as well, our newsreader friend. We're reflecting...
Friend!
Newsreader friend!
Yeah. We're sort of reflecting and deliberating over things that happened in the week. Over in Stanford University in America, they have done a lot of research into improving the battery inside your phone, which if you have an iPhone like me, means a day, once a day, you have to do it, and often that will take an hour or so, or you leave it overnight.
Yeah,
I've started listening to motivational YouTube videos.
Yeah,
in the gym,
right?
And I'm now getting through to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the battery's dead.
The battery's dead, yeah.
Because I have to play the whole video. It's about an hour long of people going. Do you know what I mean?
Actually, like, didn't you told me this the other day? Didn't Arnold Schwarzenegger make an appearance on this?
Yeah, he's like. You know, he comes, it's like rousing music, and he's like, I want you to, you've got to get up, and sometimes you need to break the rules, not the law, but the rules. and then, like, rousing music comes in, and it really does get, and you know, it's like the classic guy, like, you know, it plays all the clips like, oh, I've got stomachache, oh, I've got a headache, and then it's just a guy going, I feel great, and he's in a wheelchair. Do you know what I mean? Like... And so you're just like, come on, get on. Yeah. And it does genuinely, I swear, if anyone's listening now and they're trying to lose weight or they've got a goal or do something like that and you're having a tough day where you don't feel like it, just Google like motivational video. Well, it works.
In the future, your battery may not cut out halfway through one of those inspirational workouts.
Brilliant.
Because they have developed a new battery made of lithium. It looks like a bit of gaffer tape. It's flexible. Put it in your phone. It's completely unflammable as well. It won't catch fire.
They've had these for a while. They're the ones that exploded.
Yes. Well, the latest ones don't.
Because your phone's always very close to your groin.
That is a bit worrying, yeah. Oh, yeah, head. Surely when you... That's the worst, no?
Yeah, that's why I said it the first time.
Ollie only uses one part of his body of those two.
One is his brain.
Mm.
So, yeah, this battery that used to explode could only charge 100 times, but this new one is unflammable, doesn't explode, and will charge 7,500 times in its sort of lifespan.
Right, what's the catch?
There isn't one. And this could be a revolutionary change to all technology, especially our mobile phones.
And when's it going to be available?
The best thing about it is it will take less than 60 seconds to give you a full charge. So imagine that. Plug your phone in, 50 seconds later, that's it, you're ready to go.
What I love is, though, like, we're so fickle as humans. Like, give us 3 months, right? And we'll be running out of the house, and your girlfriend will go, oh, I haven't charged my phone. And she'll go back in, you'll be going, a minute? I've got my whole minute to charge that fucking phone. We're late.
I know.
We're going to hit M25 traffic.
That is what happens, though, over time. You know, things take quicker to happen.
We're so shit at being human, aren't we?
I know. Well, it's inspired me to go out and find, you know, what is the next thing to follow the charger that's going to revolutionise our lives, make things quicker and easier to adapt to.
Can I just put my hand up and say one thing that I'm genuinely excited about in technology that I've already put on, I'm on the waiting list for?
Right.
Oculus Rift.
Oh, this is the sort of virtual reality helmet.
It's not a helmet, it's a headset.
It is. You put a helmet on and you sort of look around.
I'm on the mailing list, so I'll give you the information.
Fine.
It's a headset.
Right.
It's not a game, it's a headset that you put on, and it's been bought by Facebook, okay, so that's sort of fast-tracked it, and it gives you genuine 3D field of vision in a virtual world.
So if you physically look up, you'll look up at the sky if you're in a virtual reality world.
Yeah, if you turn around, okay. Which
they
say is going to change the game as far as watching sport, as far as socialising with people online, and in my case, flight simulators.
Yeah, you'd love that. Right. Seb, you look very uninterested in that.
Yeah, what's the point of it? Sorry.
Well, it's all about immersion, isn't it? That's what it's about.
It's also the feat of the engineering.
It's about escapism. They're now making movies where you can turn around.
So yeah, imagine you watch an apocalypse movie.
No, that would be quite good. Yeah. Flight simulators.
Well, imagine if you can't make it to the Boston United game, but you can sit in the stand.
In the stand and look around. As you look left and right, you watch the game from left to right. That'd be quite cool, wouldn't it?
I mean, is you perfect, Mrs. Digbury, on the front row? You can zoom in.
Well, now suddenly you've perked up, haven't
you? She says in the middle row.
Anyway, to rival the Oculus, I have seen something that I'm surprised it's not, you know, around the world. Prams are a necessity if you're going out and about with a very young child.
Unless you lock him up.
Now, how about you combine this wonderful idea inventors have of just getting two things and making them one? How about you combine your baby pram with a skateboard? So as you, much like a trolley, you know, when you're walking around the supermarket and you can't help but just like hover for a little bit when you push it, and
you always crash it.
Yeah, yeah, you know what you mean. Yeah. You can't help it, can you? You get around a corner, you take two big strides and just like, ooh,
always,
for about a metre. You could do that permanently on a new pram skateboard. So you
is
go
it
along.
Skateboard or scooter?
Look, here's a picture of it. So you...
That looks more like a sort of scooter.
In a way it looks a bit like a scooter, but you would push the pram, but then you just hop on the back and gain some momentum.
You're going to crash and you are going to eject the child. Like, it's inevitable. It's not a possibility. It's inevitable.
I don't know. Is it? Is it inevitable?
Yes, because people... Do you not follow Fail Blog on YouTube?
You can go at a safe speed, but I think that's genius. Also, Seb, I think you'd love this. this is a...
I think...
This is an ab enhancer.
Right.
Now, this is genius. So you've all seen those things that attach to you and give you electric volts or whatever. I don't even believe that can really do anything. Yeah. This is a bit of like netting that you strap to yourself so that it makes the fat form abs. So when you put a tight t-shirt on, the fat is arranged in formation.
So why did you say I might like this?
Well, because I thought it'd work well for you. Because I think I'm probably a little bit too big to use that.
Right, okay.
And I thought you'd benefit from that. I thought you'd love that, no?
I don't know. But the problem is that surely as soon as you remove your shirt, game's over, isn't it?
Mm. Well, that's the same with women in Spanx, though. You know?
You've always had an issue with Spanx.
It's trickery, isn't it?
It's wizardry.
It is. Do you know what I mean? It's fraud.
And he walks out the door there and then...
It's fraud.
He does a complete U-turn at that point.
No, if I went out, okay, and say I pretended to have a really, really flash car, I rented it for the day, do you know what I mean, to impress a girl...
Yeah.
That's fraudulent activity, isn't it? Because you're luring her on a premise, aren't you? You're going, I'm really, really wealthy. You're luring on a false premise. You know.
So you're saying you wouldn't...
Okay, so fine. Okay, so, right, Seb, you're on a date.
Right.
Okay, let's... Impartial here. You're on a date.
Mm.
You go out there, Veronica.
Hi, Seb.
She turns up. She's lovely. All right. She's on a. On a sabbatical from work. She's been travelling around the world. She's got back. She's working again. She's hot to trot.
Do you like my braided
hair?
She's
in a lovely little red dress. Her figure looks great. Things go really, really well. Mm. You end up at her house. Mm-hmm. Okay. You.
The story's sounding less and less credible, but keep going.
Oh, mate. How tragic.
You unzip the dress.
Right.
Okay. And she's in, like, what looks like a mixture between, like, a corset and full-length lingerie. Do you know what I mean? Like a body lingerie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you get halfway down on the zip, it literally just goes, "Va-ding!" And she just goes, "Va-dum!" And just expands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the front door? You're right, Ollie. I'll take it back. You're right.
What, you would? You would leave?
Well, it's very deceptive, isn't it? I mean, you know.
You wouldn't leave.
You wouldn't leave. No. You wouldn't text about the next day, but you'd stay.
You would not leave. You both say, would you leave?
No.
Also, let's be realistic. We're not talking like, it's not like she was 50 stone and now she looks like size 8. This is to make them feel good. It's very fine margins. You're not going to get, someone who's 20 stone putting Spanx on and now they look like they're 9 stone, are you?
My genuine reaction would be, I'd say to myself, you've cut corners there. You've been lazy, haven't you? You've cut corners.
That is horrible.
No, you have. You've cut corners. You should have thought about that. If you're stuffing that McVitie in your face, you ain't going to get into that dress. Buy a bigger one. Stop putting that stupid underwear on. Or take the biscuit out and go to the gym. Stop trying to trick me.
Well, if though you had like a... If you were given like a mad scientist for a day and he said, "Hello, I will give you whatever you want. Just, you let me know what you need doing." And you went, "Okay, this annoys me. Can you fix this?" And he'll invent anything you like and it'll stay that way forever. But it's only one thing. What would make your life... What one thing bugs you so much that there needs to be an invention
just
for?
Just a quick question so I know what the parameters are here.
Yeah.
Could he make, like, a pill that could affect me in, like, how I feel? Is that part of the... You do that?
I think they've already got those little blue pills.
You can invent anything you want.
Okay,
so
all right. Just say it one more time. So
you got a mad scientist. Yeah. He's like, "Hello, I will do whatever you want me to do. I'll invent a big thing or a little thing or whatever you need. And I'll just do this one thing for you and you'll have it for the rest of your life and it'll sort you out. What do you need inventing? What do you want me to help you with?" Seb, what do you...
Bernard's watch.
Bernard's watch.
Also, one thing
that
on Bernard's watch.
That is fantastic.
I was talking. I just never have enough time in the day to do what I want to do.
And just stop time for an hour just to...
Yeah, and I don't have, a lot of the things I do, I don't need other people involved, so I can just do it by myself.
I forget, though, with Bernard's watch, do you age?
No.
Throughout...
Because it stops time.
So
it?
you could like stop time for a week,
yeah,
but you wouldn't age.
No,
fantastic invention, sir.
The scriptwriters on Bernard's watch had it all wrong as well.
Why?
Because we all know that. I always used to think to himself, he'd be like one of his friends had one of his friends had made a mistake and he wanted to help him.
Hmm.
First thing Bernard would have been doing, he's 14, he'd have been straight in the girl's showers.
Wait, those
are on the outtakes on the DVD.
So wait a minute, if I had Bernard's watch now and you were looking at me and I stopped time, if I moved around in front of your face, you just stood so still but you can still see me and remember everything I've done?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, great. But if I left the room and I clicked the watch back on, you'd be like, when did Simon leave? I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm a bit hung up on Bernard's watch now. I can't see past that. What have you got?
Mine would be like a pill that I could take that would I'd never worry.
Mm.
Like just take away worry.
Good. Well, antidepressants have been invented now, so don't worry about that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Would that change my personality, though? Like, would I change as... That's my only worry.
Probably wouldn't be as funny.
My worry about losing the worry would be that...
I think a lot of comedians and a lot of people who are funny or make me laugh are quite cynical. So I think you'd make me laugh less if you didn't worry.
Mm.
I think I'd be a bit bored of you. Happy-go-lucky Ollie is what I'd call you. Who likes happy-go-lucky? Happy-go-lucky reeks of mainstream, middle, you know, middle-of-the-road, safe.
I mean, what if
traditional, dull.
You'd be making jokes about a mandrel next.
Yeah. What if I could just have like...
Garlic bread! Yeah, do you know what I mean?
What if I could just like lose like the OCD bit and like still worry a little bit, but like I could just have
So you just want a pill to cure your OCD? Is your invention?
Is there any positives to having OCD?
I thought you would want a pill that could just mean you would be able to eat bread and like normal food.
Yeah, gluten. Fix your gluten with a pill. Single pill.
Oh, fuck yeah. No, that's exactly what I do.
Just one. He just goes, there you go, take that for the rest of your life. That's it.
That's exactly it. There that's you go. What I do.
And what's the first thing you'd eat?
I'd go to a fucking bakery and I'd kick the door open. Bow! Walk in. I'd go up to the counter, I'd grab her by the neck, I'd go, give me a fucking baguette! And I'd sit on the floor and I'd rub myself in fucking baked goods. I'd have a chocolate eclair all over my balls.
Wow.
Or, you know, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Good idea.
Ollie and Si on FUBAR Radio.
My lover's got humour. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. Amen. Shower.
Radio. Ollie and Simon here. Sebastian, our newsreader / legal aid, is with us, which always helps. If you want to get in touch with us, you can tweet us at Ollie_Gallon, at Cy Alexander, or at Seb Noble. Of course, we had the bank holiday weekend last weekend. Simon went off and had a middle-class dinner with friends. I had a house party where a load of people seemed to take some MCAT and a giant bonfire. The fire brigade got called out. Sebastian, what did you do?
Well, after, you went to that party.
I did, after going to the party,
oh,
but
yeah,
not.
Oh yeah, you were at my party.
I wasn't.
Yeah,
no.
Nice.
How much MCAT did you have? No, I went. I went home.
Don't approve of this.
I went home after that party, not directly. I didn't drink drive because I went to watch my local.
Actually, the last time I remember seeing you at that party, you were on the sofa chatting very intensely with my neighbour, Olivia.
I was chatting with
hello,
she
hello.
Was
play- hello.
She was playing with her hair.
Oh.
She was keeping eye contact.
My goodness.
And she drank a lot of alcohol. What happened next?
I'm just a very engaging person to
you
talk to.
You engaged her, did you?
I'm a very engaging person.
You engaged her.
I'm a very engaging person to talk to.
You got engaged to her? That is not... I didn't expect that.
Anyway, moving on. Easter, as Si will know, Ollie not so much, you know, Easter bank holiday weekend is a big weekend for football.
Oh, big, yeah.
One of the, you know, it's when you're getting that. It's when you get into the business end of the season.
United
big
won 3-1. Get in there.
Yeah, it's a well-known Manchester United fan from the Midlands.
I know a score.
Yeah.
Arsenal got 4 goals.
Yeah.
2...
This is the worst football classifieds ever.
Manchester City.
No.
Shit.
No, Liverpool. 4-1.
No, well, up north. Wasn't far off.
All right. The correct region. Anyway, so yeah, there I was watching my team playing, and it's the business end of the season.
What do you mean by that? It's when
so there's 38 games in the season. We're on like 31. Games down, so there's like 6-7 to go.
Final furlong. It's like, you know, horse racing terms. It's when things are decided. It's when teams are getting promoted and when teams are getting relegated and that kind of thing. Yeah. Or in my team's case, trying to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
In our division to see if we can get promoted at the end of the season.
The well-known Boston United, of course.
Yeah, in the Vanarama Conference North.
Turns out they got a fucking stadium. Believe that. I thought it was a field.
Anyway. Aww. So we had quite a big match against one of our main contenders for a playoff match. And we won, that's the good news. We won.
Bognor United, was it?
No.
Who was it?
Tamworth.
I love you said
big
it like,
team.
I love it you said it like, no. Tamworth United.
I don't know, massive team. Tamworth United.
Bognor. Please give us some credit. Anyway, we won, which that's the good thing. But quite frankly, it completely ruined my Easter weekend.
Why?
Because all I could think about, and you'll know this, as a football fan, the only joy you really get out of it is when you win.
Yeah, of course.
The rest of it is pure torture. And I couldn't help but think throughout the whole of the weekend, why do we put ourselves, not you, Ollie, why do we put ourselves through it? Because literally, the night before, I dreamt about the match. Because
did
it was such about the match. It was such an important game. I woke up in the morning feeling sick. You know, almost like you used to feel before an exam or a test. You got that sickly sort of butterfly kind of feeling in your stomach.
You feel ropey.
You almost don't want to eat because you're feeling so nervous. And you know, and this is just a football match. You know, I'm not playing. I'm not participating in it.
I can kind of understand that.
And it's not life or death.
It's not life or death, and you know that.
I can kind of understand. I can relate to that slightly for you, Seb, because you grew up in Boston. That is your local team, where there are probably still local players. For Simon,
he's a complete glory hunter, isn't he?
They're in fucking Manchester. None of the players
Seb,
are from Manchester.
He's not a real football fan.
No, Seb, you're just saying, I'm not having that. You know, it's one of the, I was trying to explain to Ollie the other day, like, you can't explain why you support. Like, I didn't sit down and go, I'm going to be a Man United fan because they win all the time.
I think we can explain why you support Manchester United, actually.
That isn't true.
It's because all those trophies they were lifting, or as you called them, big silver cups when you were a little boy.
No, it's because
They're the best.
The majority of my family members, especially cousins, who are all, they're 2, 4, 6, and then 10 years older than me, all supported United, all had shirts and videotapes and scarves handed to me, naturally, before I'm even consciously making a decision. I think the first video I was given was the 95-6 season when I was 6 years old.
Your dad's an Everton fan. Anyway, moving on to my story.
I was given all that stuff, and I've you know, got, that's how you get into it.
So anyway, usually you're paying, and it depends on how much you're paying, but some people at the top level, they'll be paying, I don't know, 50 quid for a ticket.
Oh, more than that, yeah.
More than that. And you're sitting there, and it is absolute pure agony for 90 minutes. It was like an emotional rollercoaster. I couldn't enjoy any of it. We're 1-0 up, and as soon as the second half kicked off, I was looking every 2 minutes at how long was bloody left in the match.
While you were doing that, I went out for a cycle. I had fresh coffee, sat on a hill with a friend. I played with the dog for a couple of hours in the garden. I watched a bit of Louis Theroux. I had a better time. I'm better off.
Really?
For
the dog and Louis Theroux.
That sounds good, but even though it's agony, I'd still rather be Seb because he got to go to the football game. It's addictive.
And this is probably it. It probably is the addiction, because however bad it was during those 90 minutes, and, you know, and as I say, we won and we got the result we needed, the after feeling of it.
Oh, yeah, euphoria.
I struggled to get to sleep last night. I was so buzzing. Pumped up and buzzing because of that, because of the result. But you put yourself through unbridled pain at great expense just for that one hope that you actually get the result you need.
Let me get my head around this to make it measurable.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather...
Mm. Oh, that famous game.
Would you rather...
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking of a woman that you desire, Simon.
Me?
Simon's not a woman.
That Seb desires.
Oh, right. That Seb desires. How about a Colby Smulders from How I Met Your Mother?
No, she doesn't age very well.
Okay. Her... Okay.
Hell,
okay.
That's so fine. Harsh.
Her in her prime.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Yeah,
Colby
yeah.
in her prime.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is... You're at home at your parents' house in Boston.
Yeah.
Now, I know your dad's a vicar, so let's say it's in a local Holiday Inn.
Yeah. We haven't got Holiday Inns.
Okay.
We'd have
All right, little chef.
You're sat in the centre of town, right?
Right.
And you get two text messages.
Mm.
One of the text messages is from Colby, and she's saying, I'm in the local Holiday Inn, not wearing any pants. I'm ready.
I really hope she's on the reception.
I am now in the local police station.
I heard you on FUBAR Radio.
Could you bail me out?
I heard you on FUBAR Radio. I think you're really funny. Funny people make me orgasm. I'm ready for you.
Wow.
Or versus it's match day and Boston United are in the playoffs where they could go up. Not the league they're in at the moment, the next league.
Oh, two league jump.
It's a two-league jump, okay? Yeah. What would you do?
Boston United.
Really?
Because a smarter man would go, it won't take me long, I'll nip there on the way. Yeah.
Well,
two birds in one stone. You're lucky because I support a proper team. They'll be on the telly in the hotel room.
Don't judge everyone by your
own. I've won in both counts.
Don't judge everyone by your own standards, Ollie.
Yeah. Ollie and Si on FUBAR Radio.
Motor.
Fubar Radio. Ollie and Simon here. Seb's with us. Every week we take a look back at the last 7 weeks on... 7 weeks? 7 days on Earth.
I was going to say, I said we've got a lot more to cover than I realised.
and we find out what's trending worldwide. And I think we've covered the majority of bases today. We've taken a look back at nuclear submarines. We've taken a look back at the election.
The new Jimmy Savile play.
Jimmy Savile play. Online dating and the progression of Tinder and men getting their penises out.
And the new battery.
That's all unrelated to Jimmy Savile.
And the new battery that could be going on everyone's phones, which will give you a full charge in less than a minute.
I thought I'd just wrap up today with a little bit of... did you ever have, when you're listening to a song, you think they're saying something that they're not?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You mean like the lyrics sound like...
Something else. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any examples of that?
Well, the Twitter version of that is, of course, do you remember when Susan Boyle brought out a brand new album?
Oh, my God.
Because it's the same sort of thing.
Sue's album launch party.
Yeah, so it's Sue's album launch party.
Sponsored, trending across the
trending.
UK.
So
I do remember this.
So, but next day, trending worldwide.
Obviously, hashtag has no spaces. Yeah. So yeah, it's Sue's anal bum party. Is the exact same.
The PR people woke up the next day and went, it's trending international. And then someone just goes...
You don't want to look at the photo.
Imagine being in the agency, walking in, having it on the screen.
We've
made
great.
A terrible mistake.
Actually, the one lyric I always thought, you know, Green Day, wake me up when...
September
no,
ends.
No. At Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Right, yeah.
Song. And he keeps saying it over and over, and he goes, and it sounds like he's wearing aftershave instead of walking alone. So he goes... I walk alone.
Ah, right,
and it always sounds like he's saying, I walk alone, as in, like, I wore aftershave. Yeah. I walk alone. Says it over and over. Always thought that one.
Well, producer Andy's thrown a couple of these together, and I'm not sure if you'll agree with them. So,
okay,
right.
We start off with a Bobby Gentry track. Now, the track is called I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
Oh, yeah,
I'll
I know this
never
one.
Never fall in love again.
Do you think it sounds like he's saying... After you
it's
do...
It's she.
Sorry, she. do you think it sounds... and it's even written for me here. Do you think it sounds like she's saying...
Well, can we guess?
Okay.
Can we guess what...
All right.
Here play it.
What do you get when you kiss a guy? You get another chance to catch pneumonia. After
well, hang on.
Anybody spotting an unusual...
Did she say bone you?
No, well, actually, pneumonia and phone you.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she said bone you.
However, a lot of people are saying, though, it does sound like she's saying, after you do, he will never bone you.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it sounds like.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, so...
Just to catch pneumonia, after you do, he'll never bone you.
Come on, it does.
Has somebody sort of played around with that?
No!
That does, you know.
That does sound like bonus.
It does.
On the mind in the studio.
Yeah.
Okay, Justin Timberlake Mirrors next.
Oh, okay.
Now, this sounds like it was easing...
Ollie knows whether it's a man or a woman.
Andy, I don't know where you've even... I don't
can we to... listen to it?
Yeah,
the
okay,
bit.
All right, just no, listen I'll play to it to you first. I don't know if I can read this out.
Right.
Show me how to fight.
So what Andy says it sounds like, it was easy coming back into you once I fingered an owl.
Show me how to fight the show, and I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I fingered an owl.
Oh, my God.
Justin Timberlake there.
Play it again.
With his love of
play
owls.
It again. Is so he's fingered an owl.
The RSPCA may well be on the line by the end of the show.
I always wonder why Hedwig looked a bit funny.
Now, of course, there's Sam Smith. He won the...
I'm going to beat that.
Well, you haven't seen what's in front of
it. Right.
Sam Smith, obviously, the Critics' Choice at the Brit Awards last year. Big year.
Yeah.
He's written a song called Leave Your Lover. He's not such a big fan of owls, but... quite a big fan of milkmaids.
This beating heart I bay, set my milkmaids out of free.
to say
something
there?
About sucking milkmaids, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, the official lyric is "set my midnight sorrow free." However, a lot of people think it sounds like "suck my milkmaid sour free."
This beating heart I pay.
It does.
Oh, that is so
when you've
true.
Got it in your head that it's going to be suck my milkmaid. It does sound.
Oh my god!
A lot of people complaining also about Shania Twain. We all know the song "That Don't Impress Me Much."
Well, oh, I know what you're going to say. It. I know what you're going to say.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
What is it?
A lot of people not impressed.
Kiss your. People think it's kiss your something rather
okay,
than
well,
car.
Well, I'll tell you what the real lyric is. It's "I can't believe you kiss your car goodnight," but. What are people complaining about here?
Yeah. One of those guys who likes a shines machine. You baby, take off my shoes before you let me get in.
So everyone enjoys this.
I can't believe you kiss your car goodnight.
It does, yeah.
It does,
yeah.
It does.
What is,
it does
what is
sound
it
like.
It does sound like.
Setting people off there. if anybody has any more of those,
could we just play the Justin Timberlake owl one again?
Do tweet us at Ollie
Fingered
underscore
owls.
Gallon.
What a spot! What a spot!
At Cy Alexander or at Seb Noble on Twitter. If you've got any more of these, let's finish off with a little bit more of Justin Timberlake and how much he loves feathered objects.
That's my favourite. That is my favourite.
Ollie Gallant and Cy Alexander on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, well, in 5 years' time, we could be walking round a zoo with the sun shining down over me and you. And there'll be love in the bodies of the elephants, too. Put my hands over your eyes, but you'll peek through, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our bodies, and sun, sun, sun all down our necks, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our faces, and sun, sun, sun. So what the heck, 'cause I'll be laughing at all of your silly little jokes, and we'll be laughing about how we used to smoke all those stupid little cigarettes and drink stupid wine, 'cause it's what we needed to have a good time. But it was fun, fun, fun when we were drinking. It was fun, fun, fun when we were drunk, and it was fun, fun, fun when we were laughing. It was fun, fun, fun. Oh, it was fun. Say it's the happiest that I've ever been, and I'll say I no longer feel I have to be James Dean, and she'll say yeah, well I feel all pretty happy too, and I'm always pretty happy when I'm just kicking back with you. And if you love, love, love all through our bodies, and love, love, love all through our minds, and it'd be love, love, love all over her face, and love, love, mine. And though a million all these moments are just in my head, I'll be thinking about them as I'm lying in bed, and I know that a million they might not even come true, but in my mind I'm having a pretty good time with you. Oh, in 5 years' time I might not know you. In 5 years' time we might not speak of. In 5 years' time we might not get along. You go, there'll be love, love, love. Wherever 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 you go, there'll be.